Bill read the letter again, and then turned it over and looked at the back of it. The back of it had nothing to say to him.
"What about the postmark?"
he asked. "We haven't got the envelope, unfortunately."
"And you think that he got this letter on Monday?"
"I'm inclined to think so, Bill. Anyhow, I think, I feel almost certain, that he knew on Monday that his brother was coming."
"Is that going to help us much?"
"No, it makes it more difficult. There's something rather uncanny about it all. I don't understand it." He was silent for a little, and then added, "I wonder if the inquest is going to help us."
"What about last night? I'm longing to hear what you make of that. Have you been thinking it out at all?"
"Last night," said Antony thoughtfully to himself. "Yes, last night wants some explaining."
Bill waited hopefully for him to explain. What, for instance, had Antony been looking for in the cupboard?
"I think," began Antony slowly, "that after last night we must give up the idea that Mark has been killed. Killed, I mean, by Cayley. I don't believe anybody would go to so much trouble to hide a suit of clothes when he had a body on his hands. The body would seem so much more important. I think we may take it now that the clothes are all that Cayley had to hide.